Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I'm in a good mood today. I don't know, I'm just in a good mood. But how are you guys doing? I hope you are doing well. I hope you're doing fine since the last time you had this noisemaker. Anyway, welcome to a new episode. This is episode 85. Oof! 15 more to go. 15 more to go. Adi, you guys, if you know how serious, if you want to know how serious I am with how focused I am with getting to 100 episodes, I already know the date that the 100th episode is gonna drop. So 15 more episodes to go. Stay with me. Super excited. Anyway, welcome to a new episode, and I hope you've listened to the previous episode, What's Your Unspoken Story? Because that was a really inspiring story. Anyway, first things first, remember to rate this podcast if you like it after listening to it. No pressure. And then make sure to, hit the notification button so that you can be notified when episodes drop every Wednesday and Sunday, okay? And then share this podcast with your friends. If your friends like this topic, what I talk about here, share it with your friends. Remember, the What's Your Unspoken Story, the series, is still ongoing. So if you want to be part of What's Your Unspoken Story, the series, remember you can check my social media platforms, that is Unspoken Podcast KE and awino.awiti, and all social media platforms. And you can click on the link on my bio. There's like my link tree. I have my link tree there on my bio. And then you can submit the form. There's the Google Forms. You can submit your information and then I'll get back to you if you want to be part of What's Your Unspoken Story, the series. Yeah, moving on swiftly. By the way, check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Subscribe, guys. I don't know why is YouTube so hard to figure out? Like, why? Anyway, subscribe to my YouTube. Check out my channel. If you love my content, subscribe, like, share, and comment. I do vlogs. And, okay, Unspoken on the Road is coming. Wait, I'm dropping the final first part of the series. Okay, is that right, though? Yeah, the final episode before now I dropped the Unspoken on the Road series. You know, it's a lot of work to edit it. So yeah, just tune in for that. Anyway, did I say Happy New Month though? Yeah, it's October. I remember I didn't tell you guys Happy New Month when I talked to you on the last episode. Okay, Happy New Month. You guys, where are we heading to? Where are we rushing to? Where is the world rushing to? Like, wa dunia inakimbia wapi? Like, I can't believe like we are 2 months down, man. 2 months. We are like 2 months to the end of the year, bro. Check on your girls, sis. Check on them, cause we ain't gonna time. Anyway, no pressure, guys. Welcome to a new episode, and this episode, I've come to realize a lot of things actually. This episode is inspired by a series I'm currently watching. Is it only me? Is it weird that I learn things about my life? I take lessons from the movies that I watch, from the series that I watch. That's why I love series that have stories. That's, by the way, if you're not new here, I'm more of a series person than a movie person. So like I appreciate the power of storytelling when it comes to a series. Like, I can tell that, yo, these writers, they know how to tell a story. So I take lessons, honestly, from the characters. Like, I'm deep like that when it comes to movies. But I'm deep with everything. If I'm always deep with everything. So when it comes to movies, like, I always critique how they tell the stories, how each character comes in the movie, how the role they play, like, the reason they are there, like, that's what I do. And then I take lessons. I learn from the experiences. I learn from the things they explain, the story. I look at it as if it's my life. Like, I take the lessons. I learn from the movies that I watch, from the series, if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm currently watching Lucifer. I don't know if you guys are watching Lucifer. It's like a series from not long ago, but it's already aired and finished. So I'm currently watching it on Netflix. And okay, I don't know if, let me just give you a brief summary. So Lucifer is like a series about this guy who was from hell. So if you read the Bible, you know, like, God had children and Satan, which is Lucifer, was part of the angels, was part of God's angels and sons, and yeah, it was God's son. And then, like, I don't know, he wronged God and then God threw him off to hell. That is, so that the series is like something based on that. But now Lucifer I escaped hell and came to earth. So when it comes to earth, he's here, he meets humans, and then his basic mission is to punish evil, to punish people who are doing evil, basically, because he's Satan, he's Lucifer, he's the devil. So that's what he's doing. And then he's entangled with this the police department that is from LA something, and then from he's entangled with the police department, and then he's like helping them solve cases, and him is just solving these cases because he's the devil and his main mission is to punish evil. And then something really stood out for me when you say that, when I'm currently on season three, yeah bro, one thing about me, if I find something interesting, if I find an interesting series, I will not rest until I finish everything. Like now I'm not even watching anything else, I'm not even watching YouTube vlogs or nothing or any movie, and until I finish, okay, I'm watching Power. Yo, you guys, who can believe that Ghost Power is over? Oh my God, I can't believe. But is the end really the end though? They say that Power never dies. So I don't know if there's another spin-off from Ghost. Anyway, that's just a by the way, because I love Power. I was saying, so this Lucifer guy, his main mission is to punish evil. Yeah, punish evil doings. But what he said is that, what something I learned was that he's punishing evil if you deserve it, but he also said that your mistakes don't define you. Don't be defined by your mistakes. Okay, it's okay. You made a mistake. It's okay. But don't let your mistakes define you. And don't even let people define you by your mistakes. Don't let people define you by your mistake. And it got me thinking. It really got me thinking about a lot of things, about my life and everything, that Why do people overlook the bad? Why do people overlook the good things you've done when you and just focus on the bad? Like tell me, there's no one in this entire universe that has never made a mistake. There's no one who has never done a bad thing ever. Show me. Munipige, hakuna mtu ajaifanya kitu mbaya. Hakuna msi ajaifanya mistake. Everyone has ever committed a mistake. Everyone has done something bad in this world, and that's why there's God to forgive you. That's why you pray, ask for forgiveness. But then I thought about it and thought, like, why do people tend to overlook the good things and just focus on the bad when you do bad? Like, hey, just do one big mistake. Hey, that is what people will always remind you ever. That is what people will just define you by. And then they'll just overlook every single good thing that she did, that you've ever done, they will overlook it because of just one simple mistake that you did. And that is messed up, that is fucked up, and that's bullshit. I'm just here to say that that's bullshit. Don't be that person, man. I'm always saying, man, in this world only God can judge us. Only God. You're there, you want to judge someone because of one simple mistake they did? Especially social media, man. People in social media, like, People notice the bad, and it's very loud, especially in social media. People notice the bad, like, that will define it. They'll troll you on social media because of just one simple mistake. But they don't forget. They don't remember all the good things that you did, the good features about you, the good values that you have. Man, you're not God. Bana, we si Mungu. We, hiyo ni kazi ya Mungu. Mungu ndio kazi yake kutujudge. It's God's work to judge us. So you are a fellow human being like me, and you want to judge me? Man, fuck you. Fuck you. If you do that, man, fuck you, Joe. So this episode was highly I'm currently watching that series, and I'm like, yeah, man, this makes sense. Your mistakes don't define you. If you're listening to this episode and you've done a mistake, if there's something bad you've done and you're guilty of, and you've accepted, the most important thing is to accept. Acceptance. If you have accepted your mistake, you have accepted that you're on the wrong side, you have accepted that you did a bad thing, and you ask God for forgiveness, but now what else? What else? What else do you would? What we don't expect? What else can you do? If accept, the most important thing is to accept, and of course, don't repeat it again, of course. But ask God for forgiveness. That's enough, man. You've paid your dues. Akumati. That's what people want to judge you. Like, who am I to judge? In fact, the ones who are even making even bigger mistakes than you. So don't be defined by your mistakes, man. Your mistakes don't define you, and It's like a constant decision in this life to keep choosing joy. It's a constant decision. You choose joy, choose peace, choose your peace, choose your joy. It's a constant decision that you need to keep making, because people magnify one mistake and they overlook your good deeds. You remember Uncle Strange's story, Uncle Strange's unspoken story? It's exactly what I was talking about, how people magnify one simple mistake and overlook you. And there's this saying that says, man is to error. So there's always, that's why I started, like, this podcast is about personal development. It's because there's always room for improvement. There's, as long as you're alive, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for redemption as long as you're breathing on this earth. So do not for a second let your mistakes define you, and do not for a fucking second let someone judge you as if they don't have mistakes. Do not do that. So as long as you're breathing, there's always room for redemption. There's always room for improvement. There's always room for forgiveness. Ask God for forgiveness, and of course, so. Okay, I was just watching that series and I was thinking about life generally and how people view you and how people just choose to magnify a mistake. And I'm like, that's fucked up, man. Don't be that person. Honestly, I'm trying not to be that. I'm not that person, honestly. I am not me. I'll not judge someone. I will not be that judgy person and just judge person because I know I have my mistake and I own up to my mistakes. So I'll not be that person who judge you because you did something. One mistake, so that I'll let that define you. So don't be that person. If you're listening to this, choose not to be that person. And for your sake and for your own sake also, do not let your mistakes define you. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate your good deeds. Appreciate your success. Celebrate your success. Be proud of your success. Be proud of you. Be proud of your milestones. Do not make someone else make you feel small. Do not let anyone make you feel small at you because you're celebrating your success, because you're celebrating your milestones. Do not, because you just did one mistake, now and then people are judging you for it, and then you let them make you feel small because of one simple mistake. Do not for a second let anyone make you feel small. Don't let anyone make you feel unworthy. You are worthy. Don't let that mistake define you. Brace yourself. Accept your mistake. Accept it. Accept if you're in the wrong. Ask forgiveness. If you have wronged someone, ask them to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Kwani, what's the daily prayer says? It says that forgive what? Forgive what? Those who have wronged. God can only forgive you if you forgive that person who wronged you. So if God can forgive us, man, sasa wewe ni nani? Binadamu kama wewe, that a human being like you is gonna like make you feel small because of a mistake. It's gonna like judge you, and they're not God. Fuck that person, man. So this is a wake up call. Do not for a second let your mistakes define you. And especially now that we are coming to the end of the year, I don't know if it's only me or you. It's only me who, like, when I come to the end of the year, I'm always like reviewing my year. I'm like, okay, what happened this year? Anything like, okay, you reflect. There are a lot of reflection comes in when the year ends. I know everyone reflects. I personally usually reflect a lot when the year comes to an end. I'm like, okay, this year, what happened? What did I do? And I reflect a lot and then ask God forgiveness where I wronged. And then I want to start on a clean slate. So do not, if God can't forgive you, if God even, I don't know, God forgave Satan, I'm a Lucifer, what? If God can forgive the biggest mistake on this world, God can forgive murderers, people who killed people. People took life, a life that God gave. God can forgive that. So you're letting someone make you feel small, someone belittle you. You're letting people define you by your mistakes. You're defining yourself by your mistakes. You're letting people make you feel unworthy because of your simple mistakes. You're letting people magnify one mistake, just one mistake, and they're not God. Man, fuck all those people. Do not be defined by your mistakes. Okay? That's all. Nimemalizia hapo. In fact, exclamation mark. Do not be defined by mistakes. Exclamation mark. Period. That's all, man. That's all. That's just what I came to remind you. This is a wake up call. This is a reminder. Do not be defined by your mistakes. Okay. I'm going to end that episode there because when I think about this, I'm getting angry. I'm getting like pissed off because that's bullshit. Anyway, guys, hope you've learned something. Because I'm a yapper, I'm a ranter. One thing about me, I will rant. But at the end of the day, I know these rants make sense. And I know I'm not the only one who's experiencing these things. I know for a fact I'm not the only one who is experiencing these things. So this is just me teaching you lessons from my life POV, from what life is teaching me. So yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So I hope you learned something. And I hope you don't let your mistakes define you. Okay, be safe, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Yeah, I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye. Adios.